Well, good morning, church. We are so glad that you're with us here on this fourth Sunday in Advent. We want to welcome all of you, and we're going to have a special treat today with the choir singing the cantata, Christmas cantata, and we hope that that is a blessing to all of you. So let's begin, and let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria this morning.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there in our bulletin for our call to worship. We are looking for a surprising sign of love for the world.
A young woman gives birth to a child.
Mary gives birth to a son. She calls him Jesus.
The child points us to God's love.
Let us rejoice and sing God with us. Let's join together. You want in your hymn books, it's 137. Or you can follow along on the PowerPoint as we sing the three verses of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead seen, hail the incarnate pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven Prince of Peace, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that we no more may die, born to raise us from the earth, born to give a second birth. Newborn King.
Well, let's join together there in our bulletin for our opening prayer. Glorious God, we rejoice in the good news of your love. Enter into our brokenness and renew us with the love of Christ Jesus, God's Son. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Kathy and Cindy are coming this morning to share our Advent readings.
All right. All right, today we come face to face with the scandal of Advent. Mary, the unmarried mother, God incarnate, growing in Mary's womb as a vulnerable baby. Joseph, contemplating leaving Mary because of her pregnancy. God's love at work in ways that society could not understand. God calling Mary and Joseph to faithfulness despite the fear of disgrace. Want to read that too?
Yeah.
With Mary and Joseph, we choose to wait, watch and listen for the way of love instead of responding in fear to the world's judgment.
We light this candle of love as a sign of our faithfulness as we seek, follow, and Emmanuel, God with us.
Additional love with others. May our lives reflect the warmth and wonder of this flame. Make your church a place of love and acceptance in our community. Amen.
Now we'll sing our chorus.
Time in almost 20 years, I have finally gotten Rhea to come up and do the children's sermon for me. So come on, Rhea. And Carla, she said she's kicking you off the bench. So come on, kids. You're going to come down around the piano bench down here this morning. Here, you want this?
Are you getting excited? Why? What are you excited? I'm excited. You're excited. It is almost Christmas. What does it mean when it's almost Christmas? You're going to get presents? What else?
Toys.
Why do we have Christmas? What's so special about Christmas? It's Jesus' birthday. Right. And that gives us the second most happy day in the church. Jesus' birthday. Well, you know, a long time ago, they still celebrated Jesus' birthday. Have you ever heard of a legend? Have you heard of a legend? Okay. A legend, part of it's true, and part of it might not be. Okay? So I want to tell you a legend that happened at this time, way back in 1670. That's 350 years ago. But do you know what? They celebrated Christmas just like we did. And there was a church, and they were going to have a huge cantata. What are we having today? A cantata! And, do you know who this guy is right here?
Sorry, baby.
He's our choir director, right? Well, the choir director was nervous. He was so scared because he knew the kids in church were going to be swirling. But he thought, oh, we can't have kids being swirling during my cantata. So he went and talked to a candy maker. Hey, He said, I want you to take two sticks of white peppermint and I want you to twist them together. So can you twist these together? Twist your two together.
Famous
years ago. Okay? All right. Merry Christmas.
I was going to say, we need to give Rhea a little encouragement there. Maybe she'll do more of these in the future. Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning.
Oh, gosh, you are little Katie Haynes. If you guys get squirrely, go get
them. We're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. We're not going to take any joys or concerns today. But while Carla's playing here in just a moment, if you happen to come in with a special need that maybe you thought you were going to get to share, but because of our time constraints, we want to make sure we get through everything. You can lift that up to the Lord during our prayer time, and then I'll kind of pray generally over all of them. And so this is our chance to pray. We know there are some that have been facing some issues. Jody's sister, Jill, I don't know if some of you know that. I know the prayer team knows, has had those many blood clots, and they had to do this stuff to her and everything. And then also Cindy's granddaughter, Victoria, is having surgery. When is that coming up this week or after Christmas?
Week from tomorrow.
Okay. And we want to pray for her specifically. And whatever other needs you may have today, I encourage you to just lift them up to the Lord. So as Carla plays, I'll give you a chance there quietly in your seats to pray to the Lord. And then I will come and close us out. Gracious Father, as we pause today, we are thankful for Jesus, God with us, Emmanuel, the one who came into the world to guide us and lead us and show us the better way. And we're thankful today that as we gather together to hear the songs that the choir is going to sing in a little bit, they're going to sing about that amazing love and that grace and everything that happened on that night. We're grateful and thankful. We ask your blessing upon the choir. Just anoint them and use them and to be a blessing to each of us that's here today. Lord, as we just prayed just a few moments ago, those that lifted up and maybe spoke specific names or situations or persons, up to you, God. Lord, we just join together now as the community of faith and stand in agreement with them, asking that you would meet needs, that you would heal bodies, that you would give grace and strength, that you would grant peace and comfort and your presence in this time, whatever the needs may have been. And God, we thank you that you are our ever-present one in our lives, who leads us and guides us each day. And Lord, we continue to pray for your blessing over each one through the holidays as they're traveling, meeting together with families for times together in celebration. Lord, give them safe travels and be with them all. And bring us back together, Lord. And we're so thankful and grateful for all that you're doing in our lives today. Lord, we continue to pray for peace in our world, Lord. When the shepherds heard the angels say, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among all people." God, we pray for that peace today. Peace around the world. Peace here in our own country, our own communities, in our own neighborhoods, and our own homes today. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining with us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we thank you so much for your faithfulness throughout 2025. And you'll probably hear more things about everything that the missions team did throughout that year. Carla's going to be playing a special little number for the offertory. And she wanted me to ask if I could put the words up on the PowerPoint. And if you happen to know it, you want to sing along a little bit, you're more than welcome to. So I'm going to ask our ushers if they would come, and God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Lord, we thank you that you have blessed us so wonderfully throughout this year. Lord, we give a portion of what you bless us with. We ask that you would use it to further your kingdom work in our world and use it to further the name of Jesus as we ask it now in his name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our choir is going to be coming, and they are going to be presenting the cantata, Hope Was Born This Night. Thank you.
and worship with us. Come hear the angel's invitation to shepherds and see the star that summoned the wise men. Come find the stable where a young mother holds her newborn son, turning an animal feeding trough into a cradle. God's plan to call his people back to him was unfolding, and from that moment, the world could know hope and peace through this one named Jesus. Come join this journey as we worship our living hope. Spirit comforts and soothes our souls. Imagine the teenage girl, Mary of Nazareth, being confronted with disturbing news that she was pregnant not by man, but by the Holy Spirit. Right then and there, Mary called upon her heavenly Father to breathe on her his quiet assurance that she would be part of his eternal plan. She was the mother of the Son of God.
Time.
those who came to worship the child had brought gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh, and they brought themselves as gifts to the eternal King, faithfully submitting to him. This event, this child, would usher in a kingdom where people could become new creatures, reborn to eternal life. Jesus was the way to experience the Heavenly Father as never before. This indeed was a new day and a time of great joy.
Salvation now unfurled.
So many questions, some without clear answers. A young virgin, though confused, was faithful. Shepherds were terrified at a heavenly display, and yet they were faithful. Magi were compelled to follow a star. They came from unknown places, with perhaps doubts about the point of their journey. Still, they were faithful. They did not stop until they found the King of Kings. Did not keep them away. We can also boldly step out in faith and see God's wonderful plan unfold in our lives. Yes, in spite of the hesitations, receiving the Son of God through faith will never disappoint.
Thank you. yours through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me.
So we lay them all down. Please speak to us right now. Give us the peace of Mary, the humility of the shepherds, and the boldness of the wise men. We need hope, dear Lord, and we look only to you for this. Amen.
The same that appeared and the wise men.
Well, I'm sure everybody's ready for some cookies, aren't you? So let's go ahead. Thank you, David and the choir, for everything that you've done since October. Somewhere in October, we started practicing and everything. So as we close out, as soon as Carla's ready, we're going to go ahead and stand, and we're going to sing our final hymn there, Angels from the Realms of Glory, 155. And if you'll stand up and sing it with me, and then we'll go on downstairs and enjoy a little time of fellowship there. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, lead your contemplations, brighter vision beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Do not be afraid. God is truly with us. May the Holy Spirit, who shed God's love in our hearts, fill us with the joy of hope as we walk the holy way of Advent. Amen.